The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good afternoon to all of you. Good to be with you again, and those joining us live stream. That's such a good question, and it's simple, right? What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Yeah, great point. What would be the point of it, right? If we had the whole world, but in the end, so we had everything we ever wanted, but in the end, we had to forfeit our life, right? And yet, even though we know that, I mean, it's such a simple, basic thing. You could teach it to anyone as soon as they could understand something, and they would understand, yeah, that wouldn't make any sense. Who would do that? And yet, huh? It's so easy each day to spend so much energy and time on trying to gain the whole world, and not spending that much time thinking, is this going to help my life? Or is it going to forfeit my life? Is it really going to benefit not only me, but society? Is it something that's going to uplift or actually just debase us? And I think that's very helpful to be more reflective. That's what's so good about daily Mass, huh? Having that daily time when you can just sit a little bit and say, wow, it's only been a day, and I got off track a little bit, just like that. It doesn't take a week, doesn't take a month. Every day, we get off track, right? That we become more selfish, more self-centered, right? And so we hear that we have to take up our cross, deny myself, right? We hear it, we nod, and then we go home, and I don't even want to help with dishes, right? I want the other one to do them. I did them yesterday. And right then again, I gotta die to myself. And then we do that pretty well for 2 hours. And then the garbage is full. And I think, well, he'll take it out. I took it out last time. And there it is again, 2 hours later. Not denying myself. Looking out for myself first. Wanting to gain the whole world. And little do we know that we're forfeiting our life every time, just a little bit. So let's not do that, but put others before ourselves. Mm-hmm.